Hey, what's up, y'all? You're listening to the Broken Shackles podcast here on Anchor. I'm your host, Minister OD, and we have a word for you today. So look, we are moving on with this series called You Are Enough. The idea that, you know, we are coming up against inadequacy, doubt, fear, anything that might be hindering you from your purpose, anything that might come up against you to stop you from going to the next level in Christ, going to the next level in your life. We just want to come up against that. We just want to encourage you that you are enough. You don't have to try to be like your neighbor. You don't have to try to be like anyone else. You just need to be you and be like Christ. That is all. That is it. So the first episode of the series was You Are Enough Because You Are Needed. We talked about how Jesus sent his disciples to untie a donkey who Jesus needed, had need of. To ride into the city right before he sacrificed his life for our sins, the sins of the world. Then the second episode was You Are Enough because you are equipped. And so we talked about two men in the Bible, David and Moses, how, you know, these two great men excelled in their purpose and their call. And they had some things going on that could have stopped them from going to the next level. They had some things going on that could have prevented them from reaching their purpose. But because they were equipped to do the assignment that they were called to, God had favor on them and God saw them through. So this week is week three of the series You Are Enough, and week three will be presented by our very own Bishop Kevin Ory of Foolproof Ministries. We're so excited because he's going to be talking about You Are Enough Because You Are Loved. That's right, this episode is called You Are Loved. So tune in, relax, sit back, and enjoy the show.
Decision had to be made. It was either me or it was them. This position I formerly held and I lost. And I was given a second opportunity to take back my role. Position I held for a number of years, but because of decisions that were made, because of mistakes that I made, I lost that position. Now, it's part two, where had an opportunity to regain my role, and it seemed as if no matter how hard I tried, it seemed as if no matter the strides I made, it seemed as if even though I showed up, even though I prepared myself, even though I did what was asked, I still wasn't enough. I began to question myself. I'm enough, right? Yes. No. There's more that I can do. No, I don't have to do anything. Doubt began to seep in. And the idea that I wasn't enough became real. But the truth is that when I think about who I am in Christ, I am enough. You are enough.
Welcome to BSP. I'm your guest this afternoon, Pastor Kevin Ory, Foolproof Ministries, and we're talking about You Are Enough Because You're Loved. And that goes so deep. I don't think we really understand how loved we are. You think about it. We really don't realize how much God really loves us, what he did for us, what the depths of his love for us, based upon him wrapping himself up in flesh and blood to come down here to die for our sins. And he didn't just pay the minimum for our sins. He didn't. When we become believers in Christ, Christ didn't just pay the minimum so you and I can come to where he is. The price he paid, the scripture says, totally satisfied God. His price was so much. If you can imagine the minimum to get you across the hump, he just abolished the debt that was against you and I, that kept us. He abolished the sin that kept you and I from the Father. He didn't just, I just can't explain that enough to make you understand, to get us to see that he didn't just come and pay the minimum. He came and blew it away. It's like you ask somebody for a dollar and they just drop a grand on you. I mean, he loves us so much. His love, he said, he not only did he die for your sins and my sins, but for the sins of the world. So that grace that everybody walking around in, I'm talking about now, listen to this. Unsaved folk walking around and God got the sunlight on them. He still gives them rain for their crops. He still gives them jobs. He still gives them food. Abundant grace. Just because what Christ accomplished for us on the cross, we are at abundant grace. So if he gave us himself, how much more would he freely give us all things? And we got to realize how much God really loves us and that you are enough because of his love for you. It's an everlasting love. Look at Romans 5:8 where God says he showed his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. You know, some of us won't do right by some people until they do right by us. But God said, you know, I love them. They don't even know. I'm reminded of Christ on the cross, and he looking at the people who were crucified, and he said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. What kind of love is that? That's not that bare minimum love. That's not the you scratch my back, I scratch your back love. That is an eternal love. And because he loves us like that, when he calls you according to his purpose and grace, he said, because all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. You are called by according to his purpose. So his love and his grace for you to accomplish those things that God is giving you is enough. You are enough because you're loved. You're more than a conqueror. You're not just in this battle. You're not fighting for the W. You're fighting from the W. You're already a winner. You are more than a conqueror because he loved us. So we got to realize, how does that look in practical every day? You know, ups and downs. You know, sometimes we feel one way or another. Sometimes we feel it more victorious. Sometimes we don't feel so victorious. God's love don't change. You should be glad about the fact that God's love don't change up and down what I feel. He's not a man. You know, he's not going to change like we go through our ups and downs. But it should be comforting to know that he loves us despite our ups and downs. He loves us despite what our trials and tests and tribulations. Everything that come against you, even though the enemy's trying to overwhelm you, God is going to pull you through that because of the love, the price he paid for you on the cross, the love that he poured out for us on the cross. God is not going to let these problems, your ups and downs, your tests and trials, your situations, marriage, friendships, jobs, whatever, overwhelm you and keep you down. But we got to set ourselves for the battle knowing who we are and whose we are. Knowing that God so loved us. He has a plan. Jeremiah, he said that he knows the plan that he had for you, plan to prosper you, to give you a hope. God, because he loves us, and he's when he called us into the body of Christ, he's given us a gift. You have a gift Everybody has a gift. That gift is to be ministered to the other people in the body of Christ. And God wants you to find out what that gift is. And you cannot dismiss your gift just because you're not feeling like you're enough. You can't dismiss your gift because you're not feeling you're worthy. When God paid for you, it was enough. He didn't pay the minimum payment to get you off of layaway. He blew away the debt against you. The enemy can't make no claims to you. You belong to God, and you are more than enough. And we all feel, the feelings, because God put us in this human frame, we go through feelings. Feelings are okay, but you can't use your feelings to inform you. Okay, feelings might lead you one way or another, but you got to be ultimately led by what the Word of God is saying about you. And if we're walking in that Word, walking in the obedience, walking in His love, understanding that He loves you. When you look yourself in the mirror every morning, God is not interested in how you feel about yourself. He's giving us instructions what we're supposed to be thinking. And we got to move those feelings of inadequacy out of the way. They don't line up with God. We got to move those feelings that we're feeling that we're not enough to the side, because they're not lining up with God. God loved us with an everlasting love, and He has placed a worth upon us that was, listen to me, the worth that He esteemed us of having. He sent His only begotten Son to die for us. Christ left glory to die for you. He would have died for you if you was the only one, because God loves you so much. So the enemy, we got to be careful of what we're listening to, who we're giving space, who we're letting rent space in our head. We got to be careful about that. And the way we get our thought life in line with the love that God has for us, we have to spend time in the Word of God. If we spend time in the Word of God, it can move these other thoughts out of our mind that come against us, thoughts of inadequacy, thoughts we're not enough. I'll do it when I get a little bit better. I'll do it when I'm feeling a little bit more like I'm in line with the Word of God. God called you with a purpose and placed a purpose in you the day He saved you. And the process of sanctification and growing is an ongoing process for every Christian. No one has arrived. We'll continue to grow no matter what state you may find yourself in. You don't compare yourself against that brother or that sister. I'm not there yet because I'm not like so-and-so. I don't speak like so-and-so. I'm not ready. I'm not this. I'm not that. No. The only stand that you have is Jesus Christ. And the call that He's given to you is what He's given to you. It's yours. You have to believe God. You are enough. Do not believe your enemy. You are enough because God loves you. Let's look at some more scripture about how God loves us. How much He loves us. So we have come to know and believe the love God has for us. God is love, and whosoever abides in love abides in God. And here's the thing. If we're walking in His love, and this is, we have to manifest the same type of life that Christ manifests as He walked. And we want to emulate God. God is trying to reproduce the life of Christ in you and I. And in order to do that, we got to walk in obedience to the Word of God. Not in obedience to our feelings and our thoughts. Anything that might try to cause comparison to, or anything that's basically outside of the Word of God. God wants us to walk in obedience. He's saying, verily is the love of God perfected in you, as we walk in obedience to what His Word says is true. Not our feelings. Get away from the feelings are good, but your feelings can lie to you. Your feelings can put you in. You ever talk about people getting in their feelings? I never heard that said in a good way. I mean, people getting into their feelings. So it's okay to have feelings, and because God gave them to you, but you still got to run them through the filter of the Word of God. I can feel something can come upon me and make me feel a certain way. cause a pause in me and make me hesitate. And that's okay. Take that moment and run it through the filter. Get back to the Word of God. Don't get sidetracked. The enemy is constantly trying to fork your road away from the purpose that God is leading you down. It's on your best day, we need to be in prayer and in the Word of God. And on our worst day, it don't change. The enemy against our soul, the one who telling us that we're not enough, don't take a day off. He don't take a day off. He ain't gonna say, "Oh, I'm gonna leave you alone today," because he riding high in the spirit. No. He's just trying to find another way to come at you. Your enemy is diligent. So we have to keep pressing forward at all times. We don't take a day off in this fight. And it is a struggle. I know sometimes some people struggle a little bit harder just to maintain focus, to maintain drive, because of the enormity of the attack that seems to be coming against them. But you are enough. And the fact that the enemy is trying so hard to come against you ought to let you know how much you're worth. How much you are worth in the kingdom of God. How much your value is to God. Your attack, the level of the attack, shall let you know how much you're worth in the kingdom of God. That the enemy is fighting that hard to try to keep you from your purpose. Come on, somebody need to hear that. Because we got to realize we have an enemy. We're called to a warfare. And there is no days off. And you have to, the only weapon that is given us in the armor of God is the sword of the Spirit. That's the only offensive weapon. Everything else is to protect us. The shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. These things are giving us to make a good defense, but sometimes we got to strike out. And when we striking out, we have to be striking out with that word. And when the enemy tells us we're not enough, oh no, God loves me. Jesus loves me. I'm loved of him. He died for me while I was yet a sinner. That's how much he loved me. Before I even knew about him, he laid down his life for me. God loves us with an eternal love. And you are enough because God loves you. And we can't forget that. I just want to bring this home a little bit tighter about the love for us in the times when we're feeling less decisive, less willing to engage the enemy. When we're feeling a little bit more defeated, when we get into these places where we begin to feel like the fight against me is more than who I am not enough to deal with these situations that are coming against me. What do I do about it? The enemy is trying to make you drop your sword. You are enough. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. So anything that seems to be just fighting against you so much, the Word of God can break all of that down. So we got to stay in the war, stay on the battlefield, stay moving forward, and remember in our heart and soul, we got to get this thing locked down in our spirit about our value to God, our value to the Father. Because of what he did for us, that ought to show us how much value we are to him. And do not believe the enemy. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he does that through lying and deception. Any kind of way he can get you out there and expose so he can do harm to you. So if we stay in the word, we got to stay in the word. That's the only offensive weapon. Believe what God said. And you got to feed your spirit. You got to be feeding your spirit. I never known a bodybuilder, an athlete, a soldier to build up muscles and strength and fortify himself to go against the enemy who only ate once a week, who only ate every now and again. Now, these guys stay at some chicken, some beef, you know, protein. They stay at the dinner table. They fortifying themselves for the battle. They're making themselves stronger and stronger. And in order for us to do that, we got to stay at the Word of God. That is what fortifies us for the battle. Because anybody can, on a sunny day, on a sunny day, who don't mind going outside on a sunny day? Weather's 70 degrees outside. We can all fight that battle. Come on now. We can all fight that battle of going outside on a sunny, nice afternoon. But when the weather drop and the snow falling, you know, so what are we doing then? Are we going to get milking our bread? Or are we going to get some boots and some heavy coats? In other words, we're not as willing to go outside then. So when our tests come, the enemy knows where our weak points are. He knows every place in us. He knows us. He's studying you and I. So we got to fortify ourselves so we'll be ready to when the time of testing comes, that we can bear up under the test. We have to bear up under the test. See, not just when it's a warm, perfect, sunny day, but when it's raining cats and dogs outside, we got to be able to bear up under the test. You know, everybody can serve the Lord real good, feel real strong on Sunday morning when the Spirit's high and that your favorite song being sung. Everybody living right then. But when you go out the door and the man try to cut you off and then flip you off and then curse you out, and the enemy's trying to draw you back, draw you into the flesh. And see, and the flesh is that leads to death. But we get to walk in the Spirit. We got and the Spirit, Jesus said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. There's only one way to the Father, and that is the Word of God. That is through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And God is trying to recreate, after forming us Christ. He wants us to look like Christ, talk like Christ, act like Christ. He wants us to walk and talk even as he did. Because that way that Jesus went to the Father is the way we got to get behind Jesus. If I can say it that way, with him in you, we got to walk the same way. There's no other way into the presence of the Father than by Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way. You have to come this way. And what was Jesus? Jesus was the Word made flesh, the living Word. And as we get into that Word, the lies of the enemies will fall off. It's hard to hear a lie when you know the truth. When you hear what God is saying about you, when you hear he's saying you're enough, you're more than enough because I love you. When you hear and you fortify yourself with what the Word of God is saying about yourself, it gets harder and more difficult to hear a lie. You can't, it won't even, it's like water on a duck's back. You know, your ducks will swim outside in a storm. And when you see them, it's like they're not even getting wet because the oil and the water don't absorb that. It just rolls right off. And when you feel with the truth, that stuff will roll right off. You are enough. You are loved. You are more than a conqueror because of the love of God for you. And I just want to encourage you on today to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God's love is for you. God's love was never changing. He don't blink at our shortcomings. He is constantly trying to pull us up because his love, the price he paid for us, because he loves us. You are enough. Know that. God bless you.
What's up, y'all? Y'all been listening to the BSP, the Broken Shackles Podcast, and what a word we just heard from Bishop Kevin Ory of Full Proof Ministries. You are enough because you are loved. That's right, you are loved. All right, y'all? So look, man, this is the end of part 3, but certainly not the end of our series, the You Are Enough series. Next week on the show, we'll have my homeboy Will. Y'all don't know him, but y'all will soon get to know just who Will is. Will is actually the son of my pastor, Pastor George Hawkins, from High Calling Ministry. And so I'm so excited to have him to do week 4 of the You Are Enough series. Y'all continue to tune in to the BSP, the Broken Shackles Podcast. I'm your host, Minister OD. If you like this show, please follow us on Instagram at broken_shackles_podcast. And on Facebook, you can like us at Broken Shackles. please spread this message, share the podcast show with other listeners just as yourself, so that they can hear the word of the Lord. You are enough because you are loved. Peace.